Diane Roberts. House Republicans are pushing debt ceiling talks to the brink. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The nation now stands a week from the so-called X date, when the Treasury Department says it may start running out of cash to pay its bills and face a first-ever debt default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there are still outstanding issues in reaching a budget deal with the White House.
And I've directed our teams to work 24/7 to try to solve this problem.
While McCarthy says every hour matters.
It is unfortunate that House Republicans have chosen to get out of town before sundown.
Top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries blasting a decision to depart for the holiday weekend. Lawmakers are tentatively not expected back until Tuesday, just 2 days from the X date. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the Russian private military contractor Wagner has claimed that his forces have started pulling out of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine and handing over control to the Russian military. The AP's Karen Chamas with our story.
The announcement by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the owner of the private military company, comes days after he said Wagner troops had captured the ruined city. The millionaire owner, with longtime links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, said in a video published on Telegram that the handover would be completed by June the 1st. We are handing over military positions, ammunition, everything including dry ration, to the Russian military. Nevertheless, a day earlier, Ukrainian general staff said that heavy fighting was continuing inside the eastern city after a nine-month battle that killed tens of thousands of people. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. A car collided with the gates of Downing Street in central London, where the British Prime Minister's home and offices are located. Police said a man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of criminal damage and dangerous driving. The Metropolitan Police Force said there were no reports of injuries. It was not immediately clear whether Thursday's crash was deliberate. Police said they were working to establish circumstances. Three people, including two police officers, were killed in Nagano in central Japan on Thursday, and a suspect with a rifle and knife was holed up inside a building, according to police and media reports. A witness told NHK Public Television that a woman fell while being chased by the suspect, who then stabbed her with a knife and shot at two police officers as they arrived on the scene. Violent crime is rare in Japan, which has a low murder rate and some of the world's toughest gun laws. Zimbabwe Ministry of Health officials say that cholera has claimed 28 lives since the end of April. Nearly 400 cases have been confirmed, and more than 1,400 cases are suspected. Columbus Maunga has reports from Harare for VOA.
Citizens should practice good hygiene, and the government should do more to treat water and inform citizens, says Dr. Nomen Matara, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights.
We urge the government to continue the surveillance that they've been doing over the past weeks and over the past months, so that we detect new epicenters of cholera outbreak.
Dr. Otim Patrick Ramadan is the World Health Organization's Regional Health Emergency Officer. He says that governments must provide clean water and hygienic facilities to eliminate the problem.
That is something that requires a lot of investment and that governments need to proactively work on.
Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
One of four remaining fugitives sought for their role in the 1994 Rwanda genocide has been arrested in South Africa, UN investigators said on Thursday. Around 800,000 Rwandans, most of them ethnic Tutsis, were slaughtered over 100 days at the hands of Hutu extremists. The former judicial police inspector faces charges of genocide, complicity in and conspiracy to commit genocide, and crimes against humanity. He's been on the run since July 2001, according to the MICT website. A new study shows that taking a daily multivitamin may boost memory function in some people, but the research isn't comprehensive enough to warrant a broad recommendation. Researchers at Columbia University's and Brigham and Women's Hospital tracked more than 3,500 people over the age of 60 for several years. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.